Shannon, we want you to be successful, and I think that having some awareness of what you want to do is important as well, and we can help you with that.
Okay.
The thing with not working as a nurse means that you essentially stall the clock for finishing your probation and going through it. It's called tolling time.
Okay.
So I would suggest that you talk with Sharon about what that would be.
Okay.
So be careful when you consider that, but I certainly can understand you being thoughtful about when to return to work or not, especially when you're taking care of your health.
Okay.
So in looking at, go ahead. Did you?
Yeah, just to clarify, you were requesting to surrender your license.
I just want like a little bit to adjust to my medications without working. It's so hard because I feel like something's working and then 1 week it doesn't. And I'm not saying that I don't want to work in a month. I still want to be a nurse. I'm just asking for a couple weeks.
Okay, so that's like tolling, but I do think you should explain to the nursing board though on why you are positive. I think that would be for a medication that you're not prescribed. I think that would be a big insight for the board that can help you move forward. So it's kind of like what you shared with me.
Uh-huh.
If you want to share that with the board, I think that would be good insight for the board.
Okay. About my relapse?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I did. I relapsed the end of November, a couple weeks after I had gone into my doctor. I took some medication from an ex-boyfriend, which caused me to test positive for fentanyl.
Thanks for sharing that, Shannon. What did you learn from that experience? I know you wrote a statement about it, but maybe tell us what you learned from that.
I've learned so much just over in the last couple months. I mean, I could go on. I could write you guys an essay. But the biggest thing that I've learned is that I'm not that like weak little person I was in addiction. I'm a grown woman, and when I have these feelings, I need to learn healthier ways to deal with them. And I'm growing in that and learning to do that. I don't want to be that person that I was in 2015 that just fell apart and lost everything.
Thank you for sharing that. And then the other thing to remember, just never, ever take any prescription or any medication that was not prescribed for you. Always do that under the direction of a provider.
Yes.
The other thing that I see here in your record is that you were working as a nurse at Provo Rehab. Are you still there?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So I guess the issue that happened is that compliance received an email on February 3rd that there were some behaviors of being under the influence while you were on shift. And then they requested, a drug test. Mm-hmm. And you did consent to the screening, but then declined to share those results. Mm-hmm. and quit. So we need to have an explanation and an update on about that.
Okay. So I had messaged them in the morning that I wasn't feeling well. I had gone to before work and gone into True North, and I had upped my dose, my methadone dose, from 45 to 55 milligrams. And by the time I got to work, I was not feeling well at all. I needed to go home and I needed to lay down. And I had posted on the app that I wanted to give my shift away, asking, I'd reached out to a couple different nurses and asked them to come in for me. And on Saturdays, they bring in nursing students. And so they assigned a nursing student with me. I was actually up on the subacute unit. So I was just trying to do the best I could when the administrator on duty came up and asked me, what was going on. I told him I was not feeling good. I told him about my dose. I agreed to go over to the hospital with him. But while we were at the hospital, he started going through my bags without my permission.
Are we still off record? I'm sorry, I just want to pause. Are we still off record?
No, we're back on the record,
Christy. Do we need to go off the record?
Do we need to go off?
I just want a clarification. Thank you.
Yeah, she's. I don't think she's talking about things. Well, Sharon or Jeff, advise me here. Do we need to go off record?
If there's anything that could be of a legal issue, you may want to.
There is a lawyer involved. I've hired a lawyer.
And you want to go off record?
If you guys want to, yes.
So Linda. This is Ralph Gittman, as provided under Utah Code Annotated 52-4-205-1A. I move to close this portion of the meeting to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
Do I have a second on that? Thank you, Josh. All in favor? Okay. Let us know when you're ready, Kelly.
Okay.